It's a dark and chilly morning at this Caloundra racetrack on Queensland's Sunshine Coast.
Morning, guys. Morning.
I've come down to watch a morning of track work alongside prominent Sunshine Coast trainer David Van Dyke.
12.83 and 13.85.
And while the action is just getting started, David has been here since 2:30 a.m, feeding, swimming horses and prepping them for the day ahead. Today's early start is made all the more sweeter after a win at a local race last night.
When I wake up this morning, sort of the first thought comes into my head, oh, wow, colleagues won. So it just makes a big difference to how I feel when I get up. And everyone's buzzing and we're looking forward to his next run.
Early mornings are the time of the day David loves the most, when it's just him and his beloved animals.
I love cats and birds and obviously horses, and I really find that I connect well with animals, and dare I say it, I prefer their company than most humans.
He even has a few extra mouths to feed while watching his horses work. A resident kookaburra, magpie and butcher bird drop in each day to enjoy a few pieces of mince.
They get me back into the now. They're just sitting there enjoying the morning, and I try and be a bit like them. And yeah, I have butcher birds and kookaburra comes along, and the magpies I actually fed their parents, so they're the next generation, so it makes me feel old. But yeah, and I really enjoy being up in the stand, in the open, and you know, I call it my office, and enjoy the start of each day.
David moved from New South Wales to the Sunshine Coast in 2016. It was a semi-retirement plan. He'd train a handful of horses and live a quieter life.
I had big numbers in Sydney, and thought I'll come up here and just have 16 in work and take a step back from the big time. But life had other plans, and I moved up and had Yankee Rose, who was Queensland Horse of the Year, and then 2 years later Alligator Blood, who was Queensland Horse of the Year. And then I've had Gypsy Goddess, who won the Oaks last year, which was a feature group one in Queensland. Things have been going really well, much better than I expected. We've currently got 48 in work, and come the end of this year, we're going to have enough boxes to house 96. Wow. So I've got plenty of horses due to come back, and we're winning races and we're getting bigger.
But outside of the fanfare, David says he'll be training horses until the day he dies.
A lot of us horse trainers sort of reach our peak at 60 or 70. You know, it's not an age thing, so long as we've got good staff, good clients and a bit of luck.